For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I was absolutely foul the other day when I went to the Belmont Shopping Centre car park.
Yeah, well, yeah, having to go to the car park's not fun. The shops are great. Shops are fantastic.
Great people, good people. Park. It's horrible.
It's awful, mate.
It is like you go in there and there's all these one ways. There's not very good signage. No. I went the wrong way the other day and a lady rolled down her window and said, "You're going the wrong way." And I said, "Well, what do you want me to do about now? Because I'm already..."
Obviously not the day to bring it up with you.
I'm already here.
I was just letting you know.
Well...
Yeah. I've never been there and seen everyone just doing the right thing. Or you've just never not seen... stressed. The biggest potholes you've ever seen in a car park. I understand that they're trying. I've heard they're going to redevelop it for like the last 3 years. It's not going to happen.
Mate, the back corner's even a nightmare. You don't know which way you're parking. They're all on a weird angle. It is honestly the worst car park in Geelong and Bellarine.
And I feel like as well, the car parks themselves, it feels like on all sides. So length, width, 30 centimetres in. So it's like you might have like a Suzuki Swift and it's like, man, I'm just fitting into this thing. Sometimes I just park near the car wash and walk the extra 50 metres.
Yeah, so you're in a weird diagonal with everyone else in that back corner because it's an absolute nightmare. The potholes, the parking, the one way, the lack of signage about the one way, the angry people who are now in this car park, including myself.
Thank you.
Lost my mind to that lovely lady.
I can't believe you got a roll down window. And did you talk back or did you just...
I did that. I said, "What do you want me to do about it now?" Because I couldn't reverse.
Just a delight to approach. If you see Davo on the street, go up and you will get the warm embrace of a kind human being.
You know I'm not a pressure player. And so going
car
the wrong way,
there.
I wasn't enjoying. Obviously, I knew I was already in the wrong and the pressure was on. I knew eyes were on me. And then she had to say something. And I thought, well, I've got something to say to you.
How's your driving confidence? You don't drive a lot because you live close to town.
My driving confidence is fine. But will I drive in Melbourne City? No.
I still want to, like, I'm happy to put my life on the line and go as a passenger of yours and just see you do a hook turn. That's fun.
I've never done one. I don't want to.
It actually makes sense.
I've also been told about these tolls. I don't like the
sound of them. Oh, no, that is a kick in the head. But I think, like, that's probably one of the worst ones. What they're doing at the Coles complex on Surf Coast Highway at the moment, with the shopping center there, there's like two, so there was heaps of car parks. They've got rid of half of it because they're redeveloping. And then there's a new car park and where you used to be able to drive into the extended car park is now bollards. So people are like, "Oh, I'll go here. Oh, well, the car, how do I get over there? Oh, I have to leave the shopping complex, come back around. Oh, I might stop at McDonald's. No, I'm parking. That's right. I'm parking." They come back in. Have you ever parked in Westfield? Because I know you don't really need to.
I haven't, no.
That can be not a fun time Christmas.
There's so many bad ones out there. The Warren Ponds one.
Yeah.
No, not the actual shopping centre. We love the shopping centre.
No.
Near Starbucks, when you try and leave that and then you end up in a different suburb to get back on the main road.
The only thing, look, we're hoping for better, but when you're getting yelled at by a stranger in a car, when you're going down the wrong way of a one way, it's not a nice feeling.
It's
so
not.
I imagine you handled it pretty chill.
Now, look, I don't know. All these car parks sound pretty bad, but can you name a worse car park than Belmont Shopping Centre?
Yeah. Again, shops, lovely. Car park, what's happening here?
Mm.
Cryer Village is actually excellent on the car park front.
Okay.
People love it. I love it. I feel like I've always got an option. Belmont's really doing numbers, though. It's doing numbers in my head.
Do you think there's a worse one out there? Is anyone listening right now that can name a worse car park than the Belmont Shopping Centre car park?
52232955. A few people call through. Chantel in Corio. What is, in your opinion, the worst car park across Geelong?
I'm going to say the Cloverdale Community Centre, mate, because like they have that much stuff going on there, but there's cars always parked all over the footpath.
Yeah.
And normal people don't have a licence, can't walk past or anything.
No, I went past today, and that is very accurate there, Chantel.
See?
Is it something where every time you have to go near there, go through there, go to there, it's like...
I live behind it, so...
Oh, so you're constantly being inconvenienced by this.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and I don't have a license, so I have to walk my kids to school.
Oh,
so.
That's so annoying.
Or ride them on their bikes and that, and it's really hard to teach your kids to ride a bike properly when you've got to go out into the road.
Point.
One time I did walk to the Belmont car park. Can't say it was much better. Like, you're tripping on the potholes, you're still having a bad time.
Yeah, all right. Well, Chantel, exactly. We stand with you. Best of luck moving forward, okay?
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. John from Banno gave us a call. John, you were the first caller through, so we are going to give you that family pass to the movie Goat. But what is the worst car park, in your opinion, across Geelong?
I say Bannockburn.
which shopping centre, though?
Bannockburn, it's a Woolworths shopping centre. Mm-hmm. It's the only one there, basically. So, but yeah, it's one way in, one way out, and it's just about an accident every time.
Okay.
That's the problem. The one ways. I mean, they're trying to make it easier. They're making it so much worse. They're causing arguments in the car park.
John, again,
yeah, it does.
Like when we're talking about these car parks, like the shopping centres themselves, excellent.
Oh, we love isn't
it?
Great
but,
people.
But doesn't it? It makes you resent the complex as a whole just a little bit, doesn't it, John?
It does. It does.
I reluctantly
go there.
To balance it out, is there a car park somewhere else that you really like that we can talk about, or are you just worked up about this Banno supermarket one?
Yeah, I'm worked up.
All right, so
good.
Well,
John, we'll stay on the phone. We'll get your details. We'll get you those movie tickets. Lockie in Teesdale's giving us a call. Lockie, there's so many car parks in Teesdale to focus on. Which one, or is it not in your local, the one you want to talk about?
No, look, I'm that revved up about this one. I've had to put the air conditioning on in the car. It's got me really riled up. It's the Bannockburn Woolworths car park.
Oh, okay, there we go. So it's
double
super,
up.
Same as John. We've probably had beef in the car park at each other, but it is just shocking. Okay. One way in, one way out.
Every time I've ever been there, it's been extremely quiet, like a late Sunday arvo. So I've never had to experience it. Like, it's been pretty easy in and out. But I guess during busy times, Lockie, it's not what you're about.
Well, everyone's at home having a mental breakdown after being there on the weekend. That's why it's quiet on a Sunday.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, an explanation. It sounds bloody awful, Lockie. Honestly, avoid. Oh, don't. Oh, good people at shops.
Good people at shops don't like the car park. There we go. Got out of that clean.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So Wuthering Heights has been released in the cinemas last week. It's got Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi. And let me tell you, it's meant to be red hot.
Glass of water that is Jacob Elordi. You know what's really attractive about a man? When people go, hey, you're 6'6", and he goes, no, just 6'5".
Mm.
What a position to be in his life.
What a fantastic, fantastic position to be in for everyone involved. Watching, 100%. Starring with him,
yep, listening, whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be. But yes, this movie was released last week. And yeah, like I said, it looks toey. It looks a little bit
steamy.
You know, it's very steamy.
Okay.
Now look, me and Ava from the newsroom. G'day, Ava.
Hello. I stuck around.
Yeah, I had a feeling you wanted to talk about this movie. I know you guys have been chatting about it a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, look, last week.
I hated that.
Yeah, sorry. Last week. Now, last week we were meant to go and see it, but unfortunately it didn't pan out. But we had plans to go and see it yesterday. Yes, so last night.
Yeah,
right?
But this is when Davo was, of course, off sick.
Yeah, poor
now,
thing.
Look, I'm going to be clean. Come clean with you right now and let you know. The reason I couldn't come to work yesterday is because I couldn't go see Wuthering Heights with Ava.
What? Dave-o.
And it's because I saw a TikTok that warned
yesterday
me.
Yesterday was a lot of work for me.
I saw a TikTok, guys. I saw a TikTok that warned me about it. And look, this is what it said.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Look, I just got home from watching Wuthering Heights with my
co-worker.
Don't do it. It should be illegal. It should be illegal. To watch that film with your
co-worker.
I knew there was sex in it. Oh, it's always awkward watching sex scenes with your
co-worker.
Whatever. It's like fractured our relationship, I think.
The co-worker
relationship. It's f***ed us.
No, well, what I'm saddest about here is that I've been downgraded to co-worker when Davo and I have been spending time together outside of work and she explicitly told me we are friends.
The movie's too toey for us to watch together, babe.
I don't know. I think unless there's four seats in between you, I'm not sure. How is it? Is it an alone time movie? Is it someone you go by yourself to?
I think it's going with the safest person in your life. Maybe a partner. Maybe someone you're trying to tune, Ava.
Oh no!
Is that you, David? Is that what you're referencing?
Well, no, you're seeing it with someone else on Friday. So
okay.
That's not. the circumstance.
I don't know.
Okay, so this movie's clearly doing something to you lot. I'm going to put it out there like
it's
that.
Making Davo say crazy things on air.
Yeah, that totally unedited clip of audio is crazy.
Well, it was
hear.
A great warning for everyone involved.
Okay, well, hopefully your heights will be wuthering when you go and see that film. Ava, I guess thank you for coming on here, but it sounds more like an apology is necessary.
Yeah, both of you.
No, okay, yeah, I'll cop one. Yeah, sorry.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
I want to talk about a big whoopsie. Monday morning, there was a bloke, you know, it was a warm, beautiful day on Monday. Maybe this bloke had the day off. Going to take my boat out. As someone who grew up, dad had a boat, old fishing boat, loved it, so fun, would go away every year, go out on this big boat. I would love it. And when he sold it
gorgeous.
2 years ago, I said, well, I didn't realize you hated me. What's going on?
Thought you were
I can't
get
afford
that one
it.
Day,
yeah. I thought you'd just give it to me. But whatever. Early risers, fishers, like it's great to get out there early, get out there before it gets too hot. This bloke, unfortunately, when he stopped at the petrol station on the Midland Highway about 5:30 a.m. to fill up his boat with fuel, instead of putting it in the fuel tank where you would normally put fuel for a boat, he's put it, I believe, in the fishing rod holder and poured 100 litres of petrol into the hull of his boat.
That sucks.
I've known someone that's done this.
Insta regret.
And the thing is, you've got to call 000 because you're just driving around with petrol loose.
Of course.
Some people, like, they're lucky enough where maybe the fishing rod holder, it just spills onto the ground at the petrol station. Obviously not ideal, but it's not slushing around open in the hull of a boat.
I can't imagine that does anything good for the flooring of a boat, inside of it at all.
Oh,
no,
well, you know,
not
you know
good.
The insects that or birds that fly within 50 metres of it and the fumes of that. But fire brigade, everything was okay. Do you want a direct quote from this guy?
Please.
I won't be fishing today.
Oh, yeah, he's not happy.
Not happy, but 100 litres. Think of the cost of 100 litres of fuel as well.
Yes, there's so many layers to this. Like, that is such a pain in the ass.
Probably gone premium, so we're talking $200.
He's got a boat, he's done all right.
Yeah, that's fair. He's poured it into the hull, so he's... And it's like, why do they put it near it? Why do they put the fuel gauge thing near there? It's a massive whoopsie. It's a huge whoopsie. And I want to discuss the big whoopsies that we've all made. Because this bloke, I've seen multiple stories like this. I've known someone firsthand that this has happened to. 52232955. Tell us your big whoopsies.
You know, I have plenty of big whoopsies, but the one that...
I feel like your life's a series of little whoopsies, not
so
big
true.
Ones.
So true. Actually, that is very true. But one that I did recently, and I spoke about this on air, is that I put dishwashing liquid in my dishwasher. And I had a foam party in my kitchen. That was a whoopsie. And I know it wasn't the biggest whoopsie, but it was a whoopsie.
Yeah. Well, I imagine when you got home and like your studio was,
couldn't see.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Swimming through bubbles.
Flow riders here again. It's not good. I would say the biggest whoopsie I've made lately, and it was in my old house on the other side of Armstrong Creek, when it like left after work on a Friday, didn't go home, straight to... like wherever we went, came back Sunday afternoon, I'd forgotten to shut the garage for the whole weekend. So the garage was just open.
Ooh.
And then I walked in, I was like, oh no.
Bloke like, named Roger on your seat.
Yeah, well, we were very lucky. Didn't look like anything was taken, whatever. Went in, the door from the garage into the house, totally unlocked. So someone could have just literally, it's not breaking and entering if you don't break into it.
No, it's just entering.
It's just entering. 52232955. What was your big whoopsie? Maybe your partner, your family like to remind you of it. It's one of those big whoopsies. Like there's no way this bloke's never getting in this boat again or fueling it up. And someone that's with him goes, make sure you put it in the fuel tank, Rog, you know, or whatever his name is.
It's interesting saying big whoopsie. I can't imagine he said whoopsie when that happened.
Oh,
I
think probably another word.
Yeah, I was once ironing a dress of mine. It was about $200 dress. It was my favorite dress I owned. And I put it down there and I put the iron on there. The iron was too hot. I singed a hole right in the middle of the dress. You could not fix it.
But like, was it stylish?
No.
Would have been a whole nipple out.
It was literally just all belly out.
Worse. It's not good. It's not good. But these big whoopsies, they happen in life. Sarah in Belmont, have you had yourself a big whoopsie lately?
Well, not a costly one.
Okay.
That's all right.
What have you got?
So financially. Okay, so I was having an argument with my partner when we had gotten to the shop, the supermarket, and the tat shop, actually. And I'd gotten out I got out of the car halfway through our argument and went to the shop, come back out, jumped in the car, continued to argue, and then realised it was some random guy just with the same car. And I sat there froze for about 2 minutes and then I was like,
oh, that's too long. Sarah, that's way too long.
And so how long have you guys been together now?
Yeah,
we're still going strong. 7 years.
Restraining order is a restraining order at the end of the day. So good on you, Sarah.
So uncomfortable.
Kat in Geelong's also given us a call. Kat, have you had yourself a big whoopsie?
Yes.
What was it?
What a laugh.
I don't like it.
Well, cooking dinner one night, and you know how it is. You put your pots and pans on the kitchen bench thinking, oh, yeah, all good, and then lift it up and you're left with a big burn ring from the pot.
See, that's expensive. No, you cool. can't just quickly fix no. that.
And I done it a couple of weeks after that again.
Well, fool me once, fool me twice, my friend.
Hey, we can cover one up, but we can't cover the other one up.
Man, no. It's all right. Kat, my sister, our parents got this, like, big dining table. It was like the fanciest thing in our house, and Mum and Dad were so proud. Like that laminate stuff on the top. My sister would have cups of tea, and she left one ring, and Dad wasn't happy. Didn't say anything. The next day, when she left the second ring, that's when things got a little bit more
stressful.
Vocal. So Sarah, Kat, we can relate totally to that, and we feel for you for sure.
Oopsie.
You have to buy the house. If you don't own it, you'd have to buy it.
It's Tim and Davo.
So I was on Facebook yesterday and a memory popped up and it took me back to about circa 2013. I've got my red Suzuki Swift. I'm driving around and I'm cranking a bit of this. Good for the soul.
Yeah, I haven't heard dubstep in a while. It's good. I'm not stopping it. I don't care.
Don't.
I know. It's so good. Oh, man.
I'm really pleased with you right now. That was fantastic.
A breath of fresh air.
But what made those drives extra special, cranking a bit of Bangarang, is the fact that I had a fully sick subwoofer.
Oh, did you have it?
Of course I did.
Really? Of course you did. Actually, it makes so much sense.
If you really want to put in the Venn diagram of things that make up Davo, yeah. Of course I had a
vapes
subwoofer.
Vapes and subwoofers.
Don't vape, ladies and gentlemen.
Not on your own.
It's not good. It's not good for you.
You don't buy vapes. I agree with you.
I definitely would never buy one. And that is not that's not even sarcastic. You're putting me in a corner here. It makes me sound guilty. You know what you're doing.
Subwoofer.
Stop it.
I never, not in my Ford Falcon station wagon, not in any card. Have I had good quality audio whatsoever?
Can I tell you, I couldn't fit anything in my boot. The subwoofer took up the whole space and the whole car would rattle.
Was it just like, would it tilt the car down a little bit?
Yeah.
That's
it was
so
an
funny.
Absolute ridiculous unit that I had in this tiny little red, like I said, Suzuki Swift.
I guess my mates, like none of us had these big subwoofers in the car, so I can't even really pitch. I like, besides from what I think I might have seen, So there's no back seat.
No.
Like, you've taken it off.
No,
like,
the back seat was there, but my boot was full of this speaker. The giant speaker that could handle that fully sick
just
bass.
Again, if you've got one now.
Well, that's the
rattling
thing.
Down the highway.
A subwoofer still a thing?
Oh, surely. Yeah, north side, yeah.
You reckon there'd be a couple of hotted out cars in Cario for sure.
In the creek, there's some noise. There's some cars that are doing numbers.
Well, I'm wondering whether it's a thing of the past. And I want to put it out there to the good people of Geelong and the Bellarine and the Surf Coast. Let's open
let's
it
go
right
down
right
Great
up.
Ocean Road. Where are we going?
Do you have a subwoofer?
Oh, I would love... If you're listening to us on a subwoofer... Oh. But maybe people with subwoofers don't listen to radio. Obviously, everyone should.
Of course.
But I don't know if yours and mine's earthy, bassy tones would be rattling. Like, could you imagine with your subwoofer listening to like Tom and Loggy in the morning?
Of course, I always did.
When you were a little girl.
But I just want to know, do you have a subwoofer or did you have one? Are they a thing of the past or are they still around?
Wow, I haven't thought or heard of the word subwoofer in such a long time.
Fully sick, brother.
It is still fully sick. Give us a call. Do you have a subwoofer, bro? This might have been banging. Bit of dead mouse. I imagine you had like a drink on the dash and just vibrated off to the other side.
Look, I bloody loved my subwoofer and I don't know. Are they still around? Is it a thing? Do you have a subwoofer?
Like, you saved up the money to to get it, or was it like, or you bought it with it specifically?
My ex bought me it.
That's not good.
It was true love for a good time there.
Yeah, different kind of dubstep. Adam and Leopold, do you still have a subwoofer, mate, or are we reminiscing of a subwoofer of the past?
I'm reminiscing of about 15, 20 years ago when I had the TD Falcon and I had the twin 12-inch subwoofers in the boot.
Oh, 12-inch, brother.
Yes.
Fully sick kid out.
Now, I wish I could go back to having the subwoofers in the car, but having four kids kind of takes up a lot of boot room.
It does, unfortunately.
They're selfish.
Yeah.
They're selfish. You
can't fit the pram and the subwoofer.
I still love listening to you guys playing on the radio with all the beats bumping.
Nice.
That'd be something else.
I used to go around doing laps down Eastern Beach all the time.
Yes, he did.
That's why you got four kids, because it was just the coolest thing ever, Adam.
Absolutely.
Legend. Here we go. Sarah in Grovedale's giving us a call. Now, Dave, I think you're going to like this. Sarah, do you still have a subwoofer in your car?
I absolutely do.
Why? We love it.
What is wrong? Why do you still have the subwoofer, Sarah?
I can't bear to part with my car. So it comes with that, and I like my subwoofer. Yeah.
Do you ever crank it up anymore? Like, you know how, I mean, I know I used to put the, because you can change the levels of the bass.
Yeah, of course.
And so I used to crank it just bass. It just went.
Are you still doing that?
Oh, look, every now and again, sometimes you got to. Sometimes in this life, you got to.
And look, in the Venn diagram, I guess, of people that like subwoofer, I got to ask you the question, do you vape?
Don't you do me dirty,
Dave. No, we're not pressing.
Don't do that.
No. I like to imagine. So that means you've probably either still got an aux cord or you've got one of those little radio transmitters you can plug into a phone, right, Sarah?
Yeah, the radio transmitter changed the game.
Yeah,
me?
All right. Well,
that's so funny.
Yeah, mate.
They're out there.
They're out there still. It's good to know, Sarah.
I might get mine back.
Your vape?
No, don't do that.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.